Of course, citizen science projects don't just allow us to investigate things in galaxies far, far away, but also projects that are right here on our doorstep. And now's the time of year when spiders begin to invade our homes as they go searching for mates. But we don't know a huge amount about how and when this happens, or which spiders do this. So a group of researchers from the Society of Biology are asking for volunteers to snap photos of the spiders that they spot, presumably before they vacuum them up, to help us to understand how these animals behave. We sent Ginny Smith off on a spider hunt around Cambridge. We'll hear how she got on in a minute. But first, University of Gloucestershire ecologist Adam Hart is with us. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Chris.
So tell us about this project. What are you trying to do and why?
Yeah, well, last year the Society of Biology and I set up the Flying Ants Survey, which was a big success last summer, and it's run again this year. And what we realised is that there's a real enthusiasm for these kind of charismatic but slightly sort of marmite animals like flying ants. And we started thinking, well, what else comes into that category? And this time of year, we noticed on Twitter last year, lots of people using the hashtag spider survey. And it's a very predictable kind of emergence of these, particularly male spiders, roaming around looking for mates. So we thought it would be a nice way to capitalise on that enthusiasm and also find something out about it, because really you can't study these sorts of things across the country without having lots and lots of people involved. So citizen science is an absolutely brilliant way to try and look at the emergence, to try and look at how it maps to local temperature, weather conditions and all that sort of thing.
So what are the questions that you're seeking to answer with the data that the people at home will be generating for you?
Well, really, in this first sort of stage, it's almost quantifying exactly what's happening every year. When do spiders start coming out? How long does it last for? Is it a pattern that's seen across the country, or is it something that's only seen towards the south of the country? It's really, at this stage, a kind of look-see, simply because although we know a great deal about how spider venom, for example, and the production of silk, and we know lots of very fine detail, we actually don't know that much about the more general ecology, particularly when it comes to the timing of these sorts of events.
How will you process all the data? Because you've got this app, people will use it, we'll hear how Ginny got on with it in a second, but you'll get all this data coming in with coordinates and pictures. Has someone got to trawl through all that?
The short answer to that is that I have a PhD student who's helping me out with this. But actually, it's not quite as onerous as it might seem, because we've set this up so that the data goes straight into a spreadsheet, and that spreadsheet can then be interrogated more or less automatically and start producing detailed maps and detailed progressions of maps and animations and things. So the setting up of this was actually done, a lot of it was done for the Flying Ant Survey. What's quite important, I think, is with these sorts of surveys is that we've asked people for some very simple information. And once we've got that, we can start to produce these patterns and maps.
And just give us the web address if people would like to find out more how to do the survey, please, Adam.
Two ways to do it. One is societyofbiology.org/spider, or if you just search for spider survey on Google, you'll get straight to the survey.
Thanks, Adam. That was Adam Hart from the University of Gloucestershire. Earlier this week, we sent Jenny Smith out on a spider hunt. She went to Queen's College in Cambridge, and she met up with Rebecca Nesbitt from the Society of Biology to see what they could flash out.
OK, so we're going to have a wander around the older parts of Queen's now and see what we can find. I can see a pipe in the corner there that has lots of webs on it. What have we got going on over there?
Absolutely, already I can see there's quite a lot here, and it looks like these spiders have been allowed to live here for a while, which they'll be very happy about.
Oh, what's that? I can see what looks like quite a big spider there.
Ah, yes. Now this looks like the exuvia. So when a spider grows, whereas our skeleton can grow gradually, the spider has an exoskeleton, and what it needs to do is, in order to grow, it has to shed that skin, and this is a skin that it's left behind.
Okay, so after a bit more hunting, we've finally managed to find one of these big house spiders. It's pretty creepy. So what do we need to do with your app?
So what we need to do is first make sure it's a tetanaria spider and identify whether it's a male or female. So if we take a closer look, what you can see is that although spiders have eight legs, at the front it looks like they've got mini legs, and these are called pedipalps. And what you can see in the males is they look a bit like they've got a pair of boxing gloves on the end of them. That's where the sperm is stored. So what I can see for this one, it does have those large boxing gloves on the end of its pedipalps. So this one is a male. So what I'm going to do is first I'm going to take a picture of it, which does involve getting a bit close, I'm afraid. Ginny, are you sure you don't want to take the picture?
No, I'm holding the recording equipment. It's fine. Is it okay if you trap it under a glass before you take the picture?
Absolutely, and that can often make for quite a clear picture, in fact. So here we go, taking the picture.
Great. Okay, so you've got a picture of this thing. Now, what do we do to actually send the data to you?
So we have an app, and it's called Spider Into House. Once you go to the homepage, you can see enter your record. The phone should be able to send in the latitude and longitude, and it asks you which room was the spider in. Then we're going to upload a photo.
And what happens to all this information?
Well, we are so pleased so far that we've got well over 3,000 records. What we're particularly going to be looking at is when we're seeing these spiders. And because we see them particularly at this time of year, when the males become more nomadic, we know that it's breeding season. So by recording them appearing in our houses, we know when the males are out and about on the lookout for a female. And we're going to look at geographical differences around the UK, and hopefully we're going to have quite a few years' worth of data, and we may be able to look at weather conditions as well.
Rebecca Nesbitt from the Society of Biology, hunting for spiders in Queen's College, Cambridge, with Ginny Smith.